Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a new light. It's very wonderful for every Muslim. It's very important for us on the individual level, and it's very important for the Muslim society and Muslim communities all around. And actually it is very important for humanity in general, because this is a wonderful aspect of the Muslim character, and we should be known for it. It was the reason for the spread of Islam in so many countries around the world. But unfortunately, at recent times, Muslims have done away with that. But we will try to restore it and get it back to what it is supposed to be in our lives as Muslims. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was always known for this wonderful characteristic. It is very important for the dealings, for the way. It's actually very important for us in dealing with our Creator, very important for us in dealing with ourselves and with the people around us. It is one of the most important aspects of the Muslim character. It is actually this wisdom today, and this light is taken from Surah Al-Ahzab. The Surah of Al-Ahzab is very strong and very powerful, and it talks about an important event that happened in the Islamic history when the disbelievers wanted to destroy the Muslims. But Allah gave victory to the Muslims, and Allah concluded the Surah with this wonderful advice, very strong, very important wisdom, and we have to learn it and live our lives with it, with the light of these verses. Let's start with the recitation, then inshallah we will take the meanings and the lessons out of it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. So today's verses, this wisdom that we are going to deal with inshallah, is very, very important for us. And actually it's one of the basics of the Muslim character. And it is very important because it adds a lot to the strength of the Muslim character, to the good image, the real image of Islam and the Muslims as individuals and as a society, as a community in general. Allah says in these verses, and He commands the believers, and we know this command is very important when Allah starts talking to the believers by Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, O believers. That's a very important and very beautiful summoning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's calling us to something very important, very necessary in our lives. So Allah says, O you who believe, speak the truth. Speak the truth. What a strong word this is. Speak the truth. We should be people of truth. We should only utter what is true. We should not utter falsehood. We should not lie. We should not deceive. We should not act treacherously. Because we Muslims have been dignified, have been favored over all others with our ability, with our determination to stick to the truth. And actually, the good thing about truthfulness and saying the truth, it's a mirror for your heart. It reflects what is exactly in your heart. So what's in your heart will always show, especially on your tongue. So, if you are truthful, if your heart is truthful, then everything you say will be true. You will only say what is true. You will never lie. You will never venture or dare to lie. But if you have some kind of deception inside your heart, if you are not 100% truthful when it comes to faith, to what you harbor in your hearts and in your chest, it will show in your actions, so you will have some lies. You will definitely utter some lies. And this is some important aspect in the human life, in the human nature, that you know our outward manner is a reflection of our inward manner. All what it needs, some scrutiny, and you can tell what kind of person this is. Because what's in the heart shows on the actions and on the tongue. If a person is truthful, always speaks the truth, then you know that this man's heart is excellent and is truthful. But if this person tells lies, if he stands for false witness, you can tell that this person has some illness in his heart or her heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, all you who believe, speak the truth. Always in all situations, whether you're in hardship or in ease, speak the truth. Be courageous, be brave to say the truth. Speak the truth, no matter what the consequences are. Because a Muslim never lies. A Muslim never dares to tell a lie, because the heart, the pure heart does not go with a lie. It cannot accept a lie. The pure soul cannot tell a lie. Never, ever. So we Muslims always tell the truth. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that truthfulness is very important in Islam, when he said that a person tells the truth and strives to tell the truth. Imagine, you strive to tell the truth, because we know ourself always calls us to what is, to the temporary pleasures of this life. Sometimes we tend to lie. Why? To save ourselves from embarrassment, to save ourselves from a difficult situation. So what we do, we start lying. We tend to lie. We are inclined to lie to save ourselves or to get away from a hardship or a difficult situation. So this is why Prophet Muhammad says, the one person actually speaks the truth and says the truth, and he strives to speak the truth. He strives to speak the truth. So this is why Prophet Muhammad says that truthfulness leads to righteousness. Truthfulness, إِنَّ أَصْدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. That truthfulness leads to righteousness. It leads to piety. It leads towards being a better character, a better Muslim. You see, so truthfulness builds your character, builds your faith, strengthens you as a Muslim individual. And this should be our aim, and this should be our goal. So we see the wisdom of today, the light of today. No matter what happens to you, always tell the truth. Always be courageous, be strong enough, and know that when you tell the truth, Allah will be with you. Allah will be your helper and your supporter. But if you tell lies, then maybe you might pass the buck now, you might get away with what you did, but people will know you as a liar. And Allah will expose you, and Allah will cause you to face the consequences of your lie. So we Muslims don't lie. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that truthfulness leads to righteousness. And a person, and righteousness leads to paradise. A person tells the truth and strives to tell the truth. This is the point. Telling the truth is not always easy. It takes a lot of effort, takes determination, takes psychological readiness and strength of character to tell the truth no matter what the consequences are. So he says, a man tells the truth and strives to tell the truth until he's written in the records with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a truthful. Imagine when you are called on the Day of Judgment as so and so the truthful. That's a great honor, that's a great privilege. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, and lying leads to evil character. It leads to indecency. And indecency and evil character lead to the hellfire. A person tells lies and strives to tell lies. And even telling lies is not always easy, but you have to some kind of push yourself to tell lies until it becomes some kind of second nature. And when you reach the stage, it's a very bad situation. Some people cannot live without lying. They just keep lying and lying and lying. They cannot live without that. Now that's very evil. They have to work hard on themselves. So a person strives to tell lies until he's written with Allah as a liar. Imagine someone called on the Day of Judgment, so and so the liar. We don't want to be like that. Then Allah explains and he says in these verses that if you tell the truth, Allah will correct, Allah will rectify your actions. Allah will bless your actions. Allah will correct them and show you the truth when it comes to actions. Imagine saying the truth will improve your actions, will improve your character. So some people feel they are weak, they can't do a lot of righteousness, they cannot do more prayers, night prayers, they cannot do more fast, they cannot be good to the people, they cannot give more wealth, more money for the sake of Allah. If you want to increase in that, tell the truth. You will be strengthened, you will become stronger in faith, and Allah will rectify your deeds and will correct them, will bless them for you, and will double your reward. Then Allah says, if you tell the truth, Allah will bless your actions and increase them, good righteous deeds will increase them, and Allah will forgive you your sins. Imagine how important it is to be truthful, to tell the truth no matter what happens. Then Allah says, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has attained a great success. So great success is in following Allah and His Messenger. Then Allah says, we have offered the trust, which is the religion of Islam. We have offered this to the heavens, to the earth, and to the mountains. But they refused it because they could not bear this burden. But man took it upon himself. Imagine human beings accepted to take the truth. So we always, human beings, we tend to take on our shoulders more than what we can bear, more than what we can deal with, beyond our capacity. Then we recognize that we have overburdened ourselves. So then Allah describes the human beings, and this is human nature. Man has two instinctive traits. Man is unjust and he is ignorant. So these are two illnesses that are very, very evil, and the way to correct them are two. When it comes to being unjust, injustice, the way we can treat it is by increasing in worship to Allah, softening our hearts. This is how we can deal with this illness. The second illness, which is ignorance, we can deal with that by seeking more knowledge. So the way to get out of the illnesses of the heart is to seek knowledge and to increase in worship and sincerity to Allah. This is how we can raise above the basic level of the human self or of the human nature. We can cultivate ourselves, improve ourselves. So we tell the truth, we obey Allah and His Messenger, we learn to rid ourselves from ignorance, and we have sincerity and do more acts of worship in more sincerity for Allah in order to deal with the unjust nature that we are created according to. Then Allah says, Allah made all of these, the wisdom behind all of this, that Allah punishes the polytheists, males and females, and the hypocrites, and Allah rewards the thankful servants, the believing servants, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. So the wisdom is for us, let's speak the truth wherever we go, no matter what happens, let's speak the truth and be real Muslims. Now until we meet next time with another light from the Quran, another wisdom, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.